SpaceX posts $540 million Bitcoin loss as corporate treasuries take a hit. SpaceX beat Wall Street's revenue expectations in its latest results, but recorded a $540 million loss tied to its Bitcoin holdings, according to CoinDesk headlines published August 5, 2026. The gap between a strong operating business and a bruised balance sheet is the story here, and it is one every company that parks reserves in crypto now has to explain to investors. Bitcoin traded at roughly $64,059 as of August 5, 2026, up about 0.5% on the day, but still around 49% below its all-time high, per CoinGecko. That distance from the peak is what turns a treasury allocation into a reported loss. The loss is on paper, not in the rockets. SpaceX's core numbers came in ahead of forecasts. The launch and satellite business is not the problem. The $540 million figure reflects the value of Bitcoin the company holds, sitting below what it paid. And accounting rules now force that difference onto the income statement. Under updated fair value accounting for digital assets, companies mark crypto holdings to market each reporting period. When the price is above cost, they book a gain. When it sits below, they book a loss, even if they never sell a single coin. SpaceX has not indicated it sold anything. The loss is unrealized, which means it can reverse just as fast if Bitcoin climbs back toward its old highs. That mechanic cuts both ways. The same rule that produced this $540 million hit would flip to a gain in a quarter where Bitcoin rallies. Investors reading the headline should separate the operating result, which beat expectations, from the treasury mark, which moves with a volatile asset the company chose to hold. Corporate crypto treasuries are back under the microscope. SpaceX is not alone in feeling this. The same reporting cycle saw fresh attention on how public and private companies carry crypto. Strategy, the largest corporate Bitcoin holder, has built its entire equity story around accumulation, and its reported results swing hard with each quarter's price. Smaller treasuries face the same exposure with far less cushion. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 38 in fear territory on August 5, 2026, which frames the mood. Bitcoin has spent much of the year well below its record, and any company holding it at higher cost bases is carrying red ink on paper. A treasury allocation that looked disciplined at the top of the market looks like a drag when price sits nearly half off the high. There is a counterparty angle worth naming. SpaceX's exposure is direct ownership, so the risk is price, not a middleman failing. That is different from the risk profile faced by users who hold funds on custodial platforms, where insolvency, as seen with FTX and earlier with Wirecard and payments, can freeze or wipe out balances regardless of where the underlying asset trades. Direct holders eat volatility. Custodial users eat volatility plus platform risk. Bitcoin on the balance sheet is a volatility decision. The practical lesson for corporate finance teams is that Bitcoin on the balance sheet is a volatility decision, not a parking spot. Fair value accounting removed the old option of ignoring paper losses until sale. Every quarter now surfaces the mark, and executives have to defend it to boards and shareholders who may not share the long-term thesis. For individuals, the same logic scales down. Holding crypto as a reserve means accepting quarters where the number is red. That is one reason spenders who want crypto exposure without watching a balance swing often route day-to-day purchases through stablecoin-based spending, keeping volatile assets separate from money they actually spend. Stablecoins do not solve the accounting question SpaceX faces, but they keep price swings out of the checkout line. The other takeaway is timing. A $540 million loss reported in a fear market is a snapshot, not a verdict. SpaceX did not sell, the business beat forecasts, and the mark is a function of one number on one date. If Bitcoin recovers, so does the line item. If it does not, the loss stays visible every quarter until the company either sells or the price catches up to cost.